The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Hour, we'll tell you about Venezuela's money crisis. You already knew it was bad if you've been listening to Free Talk Live for a little while, but it's getting worse, and Daryl's going to tell us more about that here in a moment. We've also got a toll-free number where you can take control of the airwaves. It's 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you tonight, it's Ian,
James,
and Daryl.
So a little bit more here from the story at ArsTechnica.com about the most recent throwing out of the warrant that the FBI used to install a hacking tool. They call it a network investigative technique, an NIT. But it's a piece of malware that has infected computers all around the globe and has revealed alleged child pornographers and or people who are viewing child pornography, because the FBI was putting that hacking tool on a child pornography website that they seized and operated. Now, keep that in mind as I share with you what the judge in Oklahoma had to say about this, because the judge, as Ars Technica points out here, excoriated the government's reasoning in his 29-page filing. The judge pointed out that prosecutors argued that they had indeed followed the relevant law, known as Federal Rule of Criminal Procedure 41B2 and B4. Those rules essentially provide conditions under which a magistrate judge is allowed to issue a search warrant for a person or property within his or her district, even if that target moves elsewhere. Meaning, so if they authorized a search of you, and you then moved into, Tennessee or something like that from Virginia, then you would still be authorized. That search would still be authorized.
Okay.
Even if it were written by the judge in Virginia. As prosecutors in U.S. versus Arterbury argued in court papers, because the defendant accessed the government-controlled Playpen website, this underground Tor-based child pornography site, which was being operated out of Virginia at that time, and then his computer transmitted data back to Oklahoma, they say that meant that the Virginia warrant was valid, basically arguing that, well, he sort of electronically visited Virginia, and or the defendant in the case, electronically visited Virginia when he logged in, and so therefore it was legal. The judge wrote in response, quote, "The court is not persuaded by this argument." Something judges do. They write in the third person as though it's not them, but they are this thing. "The court is not persuaded by this argument. The property seized in this instance was Arterbury's computer," that's the defendant, "which at all relevant times remained in Oklahoma. The NIT warrant allowed the government to send computer code or data extraction instructions to Arterbury's computer wherever it was located. The government seized that computer and directed it to send certain information to the government, all without Arterbury's knowledge or permission. Arterbury's computer was never in the Eastern District of Virginia, and subsection 2, or B2 does not apply. Furthermore, even if the property seized was electronic information, that property was not located in the Eastern District of Virginia at the time the warrant was signed. This information only appeared in Virginia after the warrant was signed and executed, and the government seized control of defendant's computer in Oklahoma." So basically saying, on a technicality, essentially, this entire warrant should be thrown out. But there was another argument the prosecution made about why it should be allowed to stay. And their second argument had to do with the exigent circumstances exception. So they said that even if the Virginia magistrate judge had not signed off on the warrant, the search was allowed under exigent circumstances. And exigent circumstances is a legal term that says that when something is urgent, then the rules can be bent or broken, basically.
Extenuating circumstances.
Classic example is there's a murderer on the run from the police. They know he's on the run, and they know he went into your house. You do not have a right to refuse the search because of the exigent circumstance of the police looking for the murderer. That's kind of a classic exigent circumstance. In this case, the judge wrote the following, quote, "The court is not persuaded by this argument either. Exigent circumstances were the ongoing downloading and distribution of child pornography, according to the prosecution. In this instance, the specific activity at issue was ongoing only because the government opted to keep the playpen site operating while it employed the NIT, which was the hacking tool. The government cannot assert exigent circumstances when it had a hand in creating the so-called emergency.
Yeah, I would say, like, owned. They got owned.
They got owned
by that judge.
Absolutely. Now, this is a story from Ars Technica. They, of course, are interviewing a variety of expert types.
You know, it's funny, like, if you read, so the warrant is still under seal, but you can read, like, a redacted version of it. And, like, I read it, and it makes it sound like we're going to do all these searches, and we're going to find, you know, like, the torture basements where these children are at risk. And, like, I don't think they found any of that, you know, like... So I was thinking, like, maybe they could argue that that would be the exigent circumstances, that children are at risk, but...
Right. The Fineman, now this is the Colin Fineman, he's the public defender for one of the people who's been charged in this case. He told Ars Technica that when the FBI uses a vulnerability, a zero-day exploit, or some other technique to gain unauthorized access to someone's computer, that it affects all of us. He said, quote, that's what the Fourth Amendment is all about. It's not there to protect criminals. It's there to protect against the government. That's the ultimate bulwark for our privacy and restraint on law enforcement powers, unquote. And then the story goes on to talk about how the Supreme Court is looking to change this particular rule. And apparently, according to you, James, there's news today or very recently that the Supreme Court has passed the proposed
yesterday.
Change to Rule 41B, and that it now goes to Congress, where it appears that it may pass. So it may be true in the future that magistrate judges can authorize outside of their district searches, but as of right now, they cannot. And that's where the case currently stands, with two judges now having kicked out the warrant, another judge or two having sort of kind of upheld the warrant. So I think that means it's likely going to have to be, I'm no legal expert, but it's likely going to have to go up to an appeals court, would be my guess. But I don't know how that works.
Possibly. And
if there's conflicting opinions between districts.
Right. They generally, if there's conflicting opinions between districts, as long as people keep appealing the rulings,
mm-hmm.
Generally, the Supreme Court, that's when they take action.
Okay.
Generally, if all of the appeals courts are agreeing with one another, the Supreme Court, why do we need to get involved? Everybody's in agreement. But when there's conflict, and you know there definitely is here, that's when they wind up getting involved.
So you can join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE.
Just a reminder, though, things take a long time to work their way up to the Supreme Court.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, like, it might be another couple of years rather than a couple of months or a couple of weeks.
Which means it may take even longer than we were expecting to get our equipment back here, considering the FBI stole it all last month.
One thing that's kind of disturbing to me is, like, your IP address doesn't necessarily mean that, like, you did it.
That's right.
Like, I can give you an example. Like, suppose I snuck into your house and I made a phone call saying that I'm going to kill the mayor.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, and then they came
they
and
come looking for me.
Yeah, like SWAT teamed you, and like it, you know, that doesn't mean that you did it.
That's right.
You know, but of course, like, it doesn't matter because they would ransack the house, I'm sure.
Yeah, and then of course, you know, your name gets dragged through the mud in the press and all that, and people jump to conclusions based on the simple fact that the police were there in the first place.
Yeah, like, let's say I mail a threatening letter and I put your return address on it. I mean, that's basically what the IP address is. That doesn't mean that you did it. It could be malware, it could be someone else. So, like, I find it very disturbing. Like, they're basically saying that, we're going to give ourselves the authority to hack computers when we want to. Like, that's basically what these people are, you know, pushing for.
It's scary stuff. And we still don't know what the exploit is. That has yet to be determined, because that case in Washington, it seems to be coming to the question of, okay, well, if the prosecution wants to move forward with this case, then they're going to have to reveal the exploit. If they drop the case, then the exploit will not have to be revealed. And so that's kind of seems like where it's sitting. We haven't yet heard from the judge on a final ruling on this, but his initial ruling was that the prosecution would have to reveal the exploit. So the only way the prosecution can get out of this is by dropping the charges against that person. 855-453, that's 855-450-3733. The latest from the failed socialist state of Venezuela. Daryl's got that story about the Bolivar, not so strong these days. Not that it ever was in the last decade and a half or so. This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-9372. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-9372. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-9372. That's 1-800-945-9372.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Mother's Day is next week, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing special. 100 stunning blooms for mom, plus a free glass vase for $19.99. Go to ProFlowers.com, click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 3434. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. With fresh flowers, guaranteed delivery, and add-ons to complete your gift, Pro Flowers has everything you need to be a gifting expert on Mother's Day. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. You pick the delivery date, and it's guaranteed. 100 colorful blooms sent fresh from the field and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 days for $19.99 and will include a free glass vase. Hurry, Mother's Day is next week and this incredible special expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to ProFlowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 3434. That's ProFlowers.com. Secret code 3434.
Shipping charges not included. Satisfaction guarantee to your money back.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! It's Free Talk Live. Of course, you can bring us anything you want to discuss. All you have to do is dial in. Toll free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And with you in the studio tonight, it's Ian,
James,
and Daryl.
We've been following the fall of Venezuela for years now here on Free Talk Live. I don't know when it was that it first caught my interest, but it's fascinating to watch. Like a train wreck is fascinating to watch.
A slow motion train wreck with hyperinflation.
And things in slow motion are kind of cool to watch. There's the Slow-Mo Guys channel on YouTube.
Oh, I love that channel.
Highly recommend that channel. If you've never seen it before, they love to blow things up and do all kinds of neat things that they film in super slow motion. They
hit each other in the face with stuff.
It's so entertaining. And when you watch things happen in slow motion, and we're talking about a $50,000 slow-mo camera. This isn't just some chintzy slow-mo effect. This is the camera designed to record thousands of frames per second. It's amazing stuff.
I think it's like 50,000 frames per second.
I think it's adjustable, so they can do different frame rates. And it's interesting.
Up to.
Right. And so, like, the higher the frame rate, the lower the resolution. The higher the frame rate, the brighter the area has to be. So it's kind of neat listening to it then explain how they have to set things up in order to get a good picture. But it's just fascinating, and they absolutely know what they're doing. So check out the slow-mo guys. That's an aside. Back to Venezuela, though, where it is slow-motion destruction. And, of course, it's tragic for the people that are involved, for the people that are stuck in Venezuela who cannot leave this place due to immigration restrictions or just being too damn poor or feeling like they're stuck and unable to get out of this place. But it is I've never been there personally, but it looks absolutely horrible. The guys from We Are Change went down there recently. There was Jeff Berwick from Anarchast and Luke Radowski from We Are Change made a really just shocking kind of 10-13 minute long video of their experience down there. And it's just poverty left and right, fear, people just scared of each other in the streets, violence everywhere, and of course, no guns as well, so you can't actually legally have a gun anywhere, it seems, in Venezuela. If you're a criminal, of course, you don't care about those things. And so, again, crime has run rampant. And also, there's been ridiculous hyperinflation.
Yes.
To the point where DolarToday.com is a website that's actually being sued by the state of Venezuela's central bank for reporting the black market value of the bolivar. And it's they're suing the Dollar Today in the United States. Right now, according to Dollar Today, you can get for one U.S. dollar, if you know the right people in the black market, you can get more than 1,000, 1,115 bolivars for one U.S. dollar. The official exchange
Bolivar Fuerte.
That's right, the strong bolivar, which replaced the original bolivar about a decade and a half ago, I think. But anyway, one of my points being here that the official exchange rate, which is set by the Venezuelan government, is 10 to 1, meaning one U.S. dollar will give you 10 strong bolivars, whereas the real exchange rate on the black market is 1 to 1,000.
And keep those numbers in mind as we cover this story from Bloomberg.
All right, let's hear it.
Venezuela's epic shortages are nothing new at this point. No diapers, no car parts, no aspirin. It's all been well documented. But now the country is at risk of running out of money itself.
Oh, boy.
In a tale that highlights the chaos of unbridled inflation, Venezuela is scrambling to print new bills fast enough to keep up with the torrid pace of price increases. Most of the cash, like nearly everything else in the oil-exported country, is imported. And with hard currency reserves shrinking to critically low levels, the central bank is doling out payments so slowly to foreign providers that they are foregoing further business. Venezuela, in other words, is now so broke that they don't have enough money to pay for their money.
Oh, God, it's so tragic.
This article is
funny
based on interviews with a dozen industry executives, diplomats, and former officials, as well as internal company and central bank documents. All of the companies declined official comment. The central bank did not respond to numerous requests for interviews and comments.
You know, like, what does a government have to do to, like, lose legitimacy? Like, Like, I would be like, dude, this is a joke. Like,
issue the $100 trillion bill at an exchange rate of one U.S. dollar?
I mean, like, what?
That's what happened in Zimbabwe. Well, when that $100 trillion bill came out, the exchange rate was one U.S. dollar. When the $10 trillion bill came out in Zimbabwe just a few months prior, the exchange rate was one U.S. dollar. Like, every time they issued one of these new larger bills, the exchange rate was one U.S. dollar.
So wait, it was one U.S. dollar to 10 trillion before it was one U.S. dollar to 1 trillion? Or did you get it backwards?
No, when they came out with the 100 trillion, which was just a couple months after the 10 trillion.
Okay, after. I'm sorry. I thought you said reverse. Okay.
No, so each time they came out with the new,
they would adjust.
This is the largest bill ever.
Right.
The exchange rate was approximately one U.S. dollar.
Got it.
Like, I don't, like, if things were that bad, I'd be like, yeah, I'm not going to comply with your rules because obviously they're not working at all. Like, I'm just amazed, like,
and
you know,
my understanding
just keeps going. How can it, you know?
My understanding of when things were that bad in Zimbabwe, people were just struggling to get food.
Right.
About whether or not, you know, anything illegal was happening.
You're hoping that you can get your money from your employer and get to the market before the food doubles in price, basically.
Right.
You're hoping you can get out of the grocery store before the
You're hoping that you can get out of the grocery store being able to afford what you could afford when you walked into the grocery store.
Yeah.
That's how quickly prices were rising in Zimbabwe.
That's the kind of stuff people are dealing with. And it's getting to be like that in Venezuela, where many grocery stores are completely sold out of the most basic staples.
The story began last year when the government of President Nicolas Maduro tried to tamp down a growing currency shortfall. Multi-million dollar orders were placed with a slew of currency makers ahead of a December election and holidays when Venezuelans thronged banks to cash their bonuses. At one point, instead of a public bidding process, the central bank called an emergency meeting and asked companies to produce as many bills as possible. The companies complied only to find payments not fully forthcoming.
Okay. Gotcha. They owe the printers of the money.
Yes.
And so, therefore, the printers of the money are saying, no mas!
Right.
No more!
They have to import their money.
Yeah.
And because of the official exchange rates, they don't have enough money to pay the printers for their money.
Yeah. Wow.
Last month, De La Rue, the world's largest currency maker, sent a letter to the central bank complaining that it was owed $71 million and would inform its shareholders if the money was not forthcoming.
Ooh.
The letter was leaked to a Venezuelan news website and confirmed by Bloomberg News.
There's more to the story.
Oh, yes, there is.
We'll share it with you here. And in other Venezuela news, they are declaring a two-day work week in a desperate attempt to save energy.
Maybe. Ridiculous.
If we have time, we might
should be working
that.
More.
Not if you're the government. 855-450-FREE allows you to join us on Free Talk Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com. So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's A Place for Answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can join us here at the toll-free number, 855-453, 855-450-3733. Skype username is lrn.fm. If you still have phone service, that is, because if you're in Venezuela, you probably are having a tough time with that. We covered a story last week, I believe it was, or maybe it was earlier this week. But anyway, in the recent past, there was news out of Venezuela that sounds very similar to the story you're telling us about, Daryl, where we're going to get more into yours here in a moment.
I think it was last week because I remember being on the show.
Yeah, so the story you're telling us about is the Venezuelan government owes $70 million at least, apparently, to
one of the companies that they have contracted to print their money.
To print the money for the state, the Bolivar, yes. The so-called Strong Bolivar.
Bolivar and, Fuerte.
And the company in that case is saying, well, you owe us $70 million, and I presume that's not 70 million Bolivar, that's 70 million U.S. dollars.
Yes.
But is that clear by the article? Is it U.S. dollars?
The article does not specify where it says $71 million.
If it says dollars, then it's probably.
My guess is they mean the equivalent of U.S. dollars.
Right, because otherwise they would call it the Bolivar. So they owe them a lot of money, and they're not likely going to continue printing for them. I suspect they're going to hold off on providing that service. And that's the same thing that's happening with telecommunication providers in the country. The government owes them money, and they can't pay service providers. So there's, people higher up the communications chain in that business that the local telecoms cannot afford to pay them what they owe them because the government owes them something like 700 million Bolivar or something like that. So it's a crazy situation where now calls are not going through. Long distance calls aren't working in some people's calling plans.
I wonder how that affects Cuba, because I watched a thing about Cuba and like apparently they have like one fiber optic cable that runs from Venezuela to Cuba.
Ooh.
So I would not want to be in their shoes.
Yeah, that's a good point. And also cable television providers are being hit by the same situation where they're owed money and they can't pay their vendors.
Free-to-air satellite.
Well, that is a solution. Unfortunately, LRN.FM is not on in South America, but if somebody wants to pony up some cash, we can make that happen. Anyway, Daryl, tell us more about this story of the government being unable to pay for its own money.
Jose Guerra, an opposition lawmaker and former director of economic research at the central bank, said it's an unprecedented case in history that a country with such high inflation cannot get new bills.
Wow. Really? Even Zimbabwe was able to print new bills toward the very end, right?
They just jacked up the number of zeros on the bill.
Yeah, but somebody had to print them.
Right.
Yeah.
Maybe they had in-country.
The difference is in Venezuela, they're not changing the number of zeros. They're still saying everything's great and wonderful.
Okay.
They're not saying, the $100 bill is the smallest denomination we're making. They're saying, nope, $1. Late last year, the central bank ordered.
But wait a minute, Joe. I'm sorry to interrupt you. Even if they did decide to add some zeros to the bolivar, it wouldn't fool the currency supplier. They're wanting to get paid in U.S. dollars, and so it wouldn't, that wouldn't work for them at this point. But Zimbabwe printing their own money?
They were.
Okay.
Through their central bank. But again, the exchange rate, what was the exchange rate you mentioned earlier on the black market? 1,100 bolivar to a dollar.
$1 US.
Whereas the government says, no, it's 10 to 1.
Right.
So if the smallest bill you're printing is $100 and you say your exchange rate is 10 to 1, then okay, the smallest bill you have is worth 10 US dollars.
Yeah, but they won't accept it because they know they can't get that for it in the real marketplace. So this is the reason why Venezuela right now is having trouble with toilet paper, chicken, rice, things like that, because it imports almost all of it,
right.
And the importers will not accept payment in bolivar, and they'll only take payment in dollars. So it won't matter how much they jack up their bolivar's internal valuation or whatever. It won't matter.
It would help in the short run. I agree. In the long run, eventually it's going to collapse in Venezuela.
What does collapse look like? I mean, this looks like collapse to me. At what point do you say it has collapsed?
At some point, Nicolas Maduro is going to say, I'm no longer the president. There is no longer a central government.
And he'll, or at the very least, isn't what a lot of dictators do is they'll just kind of leave. To leave the country
and
go retire.
Steal all the money and
move. So
that's when you know it's over, right?
Late last year, the Venezuelan Central Bank ordered more than 10 billion banknotes, which is more than the 7.6 billion banknotes that the U.S. Federal Reserve requested this year for an economy many times the size of Venezuela's.
Now, is it the U.S. Mint that prints the money for the Federal Reserve?
The Bureau of Engraving.
Okay, so it's a government office here.
Yes.
But in Venezuela, they've got a private company that's doing it.
No, in Venezuela, they are importing bills
from a private company.
Private companies. Plural.
Okay. Including the largest supplier of money in the world. That's what they owe $70 million to.
Yes. The currency crisis sheds light on the magnitude of the country's financial woes and its limited ability to remedy them as oil, the mainstay of its economy, continues to flatline. Venezuela's inflation, the world's highest, is expected to rise this year to close to 500%, according to the International Monetary Fund.
Which, by the way, Venezuela is not reporting some of those numbers anymore. They haven't.
They stopped reporting numbers back in February, I believe.
I thought it was last year, but whatever. They stopped.
The first signs of the currency shortage date back to 2014, when the government began increasing shipments of banknotes as wallet-busting wads of cash were already needed for simple transactions. Venezuelans spend hours waiting in line for consumer staples, lining up first at banks and cash machines, often carrying the loot in backpacks and gym bags to pay for dinner.
Right.
Ahead of the 2015 congressional elections, the central bank tapped the UK's De La Rue, France's Oberthur Fiduciaire, and Germany's Gaiseki and Devrant to bring in some 2.6 billion banknotes, according to bank documents and people familiar with the deals. Before the delivery was completed, the bank approached the companies directly for more. De La Rue took the lion's share of the $3 billion note order and enlisted the Ottawa-based Canadian Banknote Company to ensure it could meet a tight end-of-the-year deadline. The cash arrived in dozens of 747 jets and chartered airplanes.
Wow.
Under cover of security forces and snipers, it was transferred to armored caravans where it was spirited to the central bank in the dead of night. While the cash was still arriving, at times multiple planes per day, authorities set their sight on the year ahead. In late 2015, the central bank more than tripled its original order, offering tenders for more than 10.2 billion banknotes. But currency companies were worried. According to the company documents, De La Rue began experiencing delays in payments as early as June. Similarly, the bank was slow to pay Gassec and Devrant and the French company. So when the tender was offered, the government only received about $3.3 billion in bids, according to bank documents. One person familiar with the matter said...
So companies aren't even bidding on the deal?
Right. So they said, we want 10.2 billion notes, and
we'll
they wound
three.
Up getting 3.3. Initially, your eyes grow as big as dish plates, said one person familiar with the matter. An order big enough to fill your factory for a year, but do you want to completely expose yourself to a country as risky as Venezuela? Further complicating matters is the sheer amount of bills needed for basic transactions. Venezuela's largest bill, the 100 Bolivar note, today barely pays for a loose cigarette at a street kiosk.
Hold that thought. Toll-free number here, 855-453. By the way, they're uncovering the secrets and exposing the lies at freedomsphoenix.com every day. They've got the real news, the lies between the lines of propaganda, and the relationship we have with coercive governments. It's freedomsphoenix.com. They've got up-to-the-minute updates on the economy, technology, communications, and the rise of the police state. So go to freedomsphoenix.com, sign up for their free daily dispatch as we continue. More Free Talk Live coming up. We got time for you with your thoughts here. 855-453. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com. DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done. Get a great deal and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
A good stove is at the top of the list for any serious survivalist. That's why you have to see the full range at Emberlit.com. Simple, elegant, but extraordinarily efficient. Available in titanium or stainless steel, the Emberlit line of stoves are ultralight, pack flat, and work great. Fueled only by sticks and debris, from emergency situations to long-term survival, Emberlit stoves are up to the task. Emberlit, the most convenient, easy-to-carry wood stoves on the planet. See them all at Emberlit.com.
How would you like to make 17% on your money in only 90 days?
That's right. Gold owners made 17% in only 3 months as gold had its best quarterly gain in 30 years. Gold is on the move, and you need to get government-issued, legal tender gold coins starting at only $139 each. The U.S. Money Reserve, one of the largest gold distributors in the country, announces the first ever at-cost gold release on this station for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Official U.S. government issued legal tender solid gold coins at cost for only $139 each. Call 1-866-944-GOLD. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book all about gold. Remember, gold is on the move, up 17%. Call 1-866-944-GOLD.
You've asked for it, now he's coming. The amazing pharmacist Ben Fuchs, live in Minneapolis, May 5th. Seating is limited and tickets are free. Call Rose at 763-291-5052. Reserve yours today. Again, pharmacist Ben Fuchs, live in Minneapolis, 763-291-5052. If you haven't heard Ben Fuchs on Alex Jones, George Norrie, Joyce Riley, and so many others, stop by thebrightside.com. Ben Fuchs, live, 763-291-5052.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. We've got time for you to join us if you want to do so. The toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733 or Skype into the show. The Skype username is lrn.fm. Tonight, it's Ian here.
James.
And Daryl.
Also, Mother's Day is just around the corner. How about you get Mom some Sherry's Berries and celebrate the fact that you're not in Venezuela? Because if you're in Venezuela, odds are good you can't afford fancy gifts because, well, you have to import the chocolate, import the strawberries. Luckily, Sherry's Berries has taken care of all of this for you, and they will ship it to you with overnight shipping. It's amazing. It's super fast, and it comes cold because they got the ice packs in the box and everything. Delicious, freshly dipped strawberries starting at just $19.99 plus shipping, or double the berries for just $10 more. Trust me. If you've never had Sherry's Berries before, you're going to want to double the berries. You're going to want to have some of these to share.
I just had an interesting thought. Like, I was thinking, like, what if Sherry's Berries is run by the government? Like, how awful would it be?
Oh, my God. They'd be rotting.
Like, they're so good when they come. Like,
they're delicious.
The government would just screw it up so bad. It would be terrible.
Yep. They get lost in the mail. No, these get to you right quick. They're covered in milk, white, and dark chocolatey goodness, topped with rich chocolate chips, chopped nuts, and signature swizzle. Huge, fresh, juicy, delicious strawberries.
And, huge.
Yep, and you can pick the delivery date that you want. So it doesn't have to come on Mother's Day. You want it to come a day early, you can do that too. They'll
and
deliver.
You don't have to get strawberries. You can get cherries. They've got cookies. They've got little cheesecakes. They've got actual full-size cakes.
They've got all kinds of treats, and I wish I could try them all at Sherry's Berries. Go to berries.com. Get whatever you think your mom's going to love best. But I tell you, if mom likes strawberries, she'll love Sherry's Berries. And you can't go wrong with this, in my opinion. Berries.com, berries.com. What you want to do to get the deals is click the microphone in the top right-hand corner. Type in code FTL. That's FTL, like Free Talk Live. And Mother's Day's coming up next weekend, so don't delay. Get your order in today so it can be delivered on time. Berries.com, use code FTL after you click the microphone in the top right. So we're talking about Venezuela's dismal situation where what we have here in the United States is a situation that's similar, just but different in degrees. Here, it costs more than a penny to make a penny.
Yes.
In Venezuela,
more than a nickel to make a nickel.
In Venezuela, they can't afford to make any of their money at this point. And right. The money makers, like companies like De La Rue, which is an international supplier, the number one supplier internationally to governments around the world of currency, they're saying, yeah, we're not really thinking about doing more business with you guys because you owe us $70
million.
So
$71 million.
You're going to need to pay up before we're going to give you more currency.
Yeah. You know, this reminds me, like, Margaret Thatcher said the trouble with socialism is eventually you run out of other people's money.
Yep.
So, like, this is basically the government of Venezuela has robbed all of its citizens and continues to try to rob them. And, like, it's just a disaster.
There's not much more money you can get out of these poor people. They barely have anything left at this point.
And let me just go back on a couple of things that were mentioned earlier. The Central Bank of Venezuela last year ordered more than 10 billion banknotes. The U.S. Federal Reserve, for comparison, the United States is much bigger than Venezuela. The U.S. Federal Reserve only ordered 7.6 billion banknotes for 2016. And that's of all varying denominations.
It's worth pointing out Venezuela's population is 30 million, so basically a tenth of the United States.
Yeah, yes. Let's look that up. Yep.
Jose Guerra, an opposition lawmaker and former director of economic research at the central bank, says it's an unprecedented case in history that a country with such a high inflation cannot get new bills. The largest denomination note in Venezuela is the 100 Bolivar note, which barely covers the cost of a loose cigarette at a street kiosk.
Imagine shelling out a Franklin here in the United
That'd
States
be ridiculous.
To buy a cigarette.
As early as 2013, the Central Bank commissioned studies for a 200 and 500 Bolivar note, former monetary officials said.
We need a study to figure out whether...
Despite repeated assurances that no new denominations have been ordered, pushing Venezuela into the uncharted territory by its refusal to produce larger bills while not fully paying providers.
Which is still just a, you know, finger in the dike.
Right.
You know, in taking the bill and adding zeros to it doesn't solve your economic woes.
It doesn't solve the woes. It just sort of, you know, like,
it kicks
helps
the
you
can.
Go along a little bit further.
It kicks the can down the road.
So instead of people walking around with, you know, what would they say, backpacks full of money to pay for dinner, they would only have, you know, like, half a backpack.
But not for long, because hyperinflation would kick in and it would
right.
be back to where it was.
Companies, however, are backing away with its traditional partners now unenthusiastic about taking on new business.
Yeah, well, you don't want to take business from someone who can't pay the bills. This isn't charity. De La Rue's not in this business of printing money for charity.
They make money the old-fashioned way. They print it for money. The central bank is in negotiations.
For money they can spend.
Yes.
Let's clarify. De La Rue is not going to print more money for Venezuela in return for the same money. They're not going to take the Bolivar to pay those bills. They want U.S. dollars.
The Venezuelan central bank is in negotiation with other suppliers, including Russia's Gusnak, and has a contract with Boston-based Crane Currency, according to documents.
Let's see which of these printers is desperate for a sale. Who wants the sale so bad that they're willing to take Venezuela's business?
Steve Hanke, a professor of applied economics at Johns Hopkins University, who has studied hyperinflation for decades, says that to maintain faith in the currency when prices spiral, governments often add zeros to banknotes rather than flood the market. Hanke said it's a very bad sign to see people running around with wheelbarrows full of money to buy a hot dog. Even the cash economy starts breaking down.
Yeah. Now I wonder, like, the state must have some assets. Like imagine they said, oh, we're going to pay these bills with our military jets. Like, are there any other options for them? Like,
good question.
Here's our oil. Here's our presidential palace. No, you can't have the presidential palace. Maduro needs some place to sleep.
Like, the oil, they're having issues with that because they can't keep the lights on. Like,
yep, that's right.
So apparently they have an energy shortage,
okay,
too.
Okay, we'll let you come in and take all of the oil that you want. It's kind of like, remember...
Well, they're using hydroelectric power, so there's a dam that is not doing well due to a drought. That's one of the supposed reasons.
You know,
the other one's likely socialist mismanagement.
Venezuela's surrounded by water. It's, you know, like a boggle of the mind to figure out how they aren't being able to operate hydroelectric.
Yeah, and this is a good learning lesson for everyone. Like, money is not what you want. It's like the stuff that you can buy with money. So you want to buy, let's say, a house, or you want to buy food. Like, it doesn't matter if you have pieces of paper, or I guess they don't even have the pieces of paper now. Like,
well, they've got the pieces of paper down in Venezuela. They've got wheelbarrows of it to buy a hot dog.
And it's so dangerous. Like, if they screw the money up, like, you know, they screw up the entire economy, because it basically, you're going to have to revert back to barter. And there's a reason that they left barter.
All of this talk about money just puts the conversation from Idiocracy in my mind.
Okay, which one?
I like money. I can't believe you like money, too. We should hang out.
So there's a problem here. They've gotten to the point where they can't pay their suppliers for currency.
Right.
So unless they find some dupe company who's willing to actually take on this contract in the hopes that they'll find some money, scrounge some dollars together, and actually send it over there, which seems like less and less likely as time goes on, if they haven't yet made the plan to add some zeros to their money, how are they going to pay to print the money with the zeros on it? Because if they want to add zeros to the, if they decide later on, oh, crap, we better add some zeros. Well, wait a minute. Now we can't, we don't have anybody who will actually print the money for us. So how the hell are they going to add zeros to the money? Because they have to turn in, right? You have to turn in 10 Bolivar to get one of the new super strong Bolivar, or whatever, 100 Bolivar to a super strong Bolivar.
Well, I got a good plan. And the plan is they need a jobs program where they take Venezuelans and, like, they give them a piece of paper and, like, a pencil, and then you draw the money so you can, like, employ people. You can, you know, like, draw as many zeros on the bill as you need.
That there are actually artists that will, like, draw stuff on little scrap pieces of paper. And some people will take it because here's a piece of art.
Mm.
And, you know, like, people pay money for art. So here's a piece of art, and then they'll put in the money and the cash register for whatever the thing. I saw and then, where, like, this guy actually went to a McDonald's and he did that. He took a napkin and he scratched down something for whatever the amount that they said he owed, but it was just a little bit more. The cashier took down another napkin and scratched on it whatever the change was and, like, drew him a little doodle, and the guy took it. Like, it was a fair trade. They both got pieces of art.
We are out of time. We'll be back tomorrow night. You can join us online in the meantime. Head over to freetalklive.com. Don't forget to check out Daryl on his website, DarylWPerry.com. He's running for president, looking for the Libertarian Party nomination. You can help him out. Check out DarylWPerry.com. See you tomorrow.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GTNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GTNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.